not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great scoots of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. It is Friday in a big town of Elk City today, and for the whole western part of Oklahoma and the eastern Texas panhandle. I'm super excited. Later on in the show, coming up here in about 15 minutes, I'm going to have Master Sergeant Earl Plumley, Medal of Honor winner, from right here in western Oklahoma. So hang around, don't go nowhere. It's going to be a great conversation with Master Sergeant Plumley. Anyway, currently right now, we have temperatures in the, mid to upper 70s all over the state. Looks like Tipton's at 79. Woodward, you're 78. Slap Out, 78. Perryton, Texas, you're 79. Shamrock, Texas is 77. Just a beautiful day. Let's see what the wind's doing here. I don't go off the Gabe gadget because we're in town here. West, southwest, 20 miles an hour with gust up to 24 going on. And man, the forecast was 40% tomorrow night. Now it's 80%. So it's definitely looks like it's going to rain later on tomorrow evening and into Sunday morning. So great time. It's going to cool down also. And I seen on the Oklahoma Mesonet. Now, hate to get everybody in uproar here, but next Saturday there is a possible chance for a frost here in the western part of the state and eastern part of the Texas panhandle. So that's what the Mesonet's saying. I'm just repeating the news. If it's fake, it's fake. And I hope it's fake. We don't need any frost yet. We need to wait till the end of the month. So at least. Anyway, we got peanuts in the ground. People are getting wheat going in the ground. Matter of fact, it's something I want to talk to you guys about. Yesterday was the first time I ever got to do precision farming. You guys are spoilt rotten out there that's got all that auto steering stuff. That's just not right. Anyway, that was I watched 4 episodes of NCIS, and I got to watch the Big Elk game on my Paragon app on my phone while I was sowing wheat yesterday. So, hey, yeah, you guys are spoiled. That's all I got to tell you. Because my 4960, only precision farming it's got a T-Jet on the dash, and it's flashing little lights at me telling me I'm too far left or too far right, but it ain't steering for me. So anyway, congratulations to all you guys that's got that. That's pretty cool stuff. Anyway, we got all kinds of good stuff going on today. Actually, today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour. And the Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County. If you've never been there, you need to go. I've been there a few times myself. From animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies, they are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a high pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and even over there towards the west into New Mexico. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas, and they look forward to serving you. Easy to find. You're coming in from the Oklahoma side down 152. Just as you get into Wheeler, look to your left on the south side of the road. Easy to find. Coming from the north, from Canadian, come to the stoplight, take a left, just drive out there, and they'll be right on your right. Coming from Shamrock, easy to find too. Take a right, just go out west, and if you're coming from the west, just go straight through the stop sign. Be sure to stop. Those county mounties around there, they do their job. Anyway, it's a great store. You guys need to go visit Charity and Nathan, and they will help you out a lot. So anyway, I'm excited about Master Sergeant Plumley coming on. He's a homegrown boy right here in western Oklahoma, and there's not very many Medal of Honor in the military receptions out here in western Oklahoma, and we'll discuss a little more about how many there is from Oklahoma when I interview him. Elk City Livestock Auction is going on right now, and I'm going to tell you that I'll have it later on the show, but the grains futures were a little bit lower, and the dry weather is really helping all those guys accelerate their harvest as far as corn and soybeans going on over. I think Texas, for the most part, they're all done. I don't know about the Texas Panhandle and the Oklahoma Panhandle. I'll check the progress report out next week and see what's happening. If you follow KECO, which I hope you do, on Facebook, I had an interview with a white-tailed deer this morning before I left the house, and you can find out how that interview went with that white-tailed deer. Check it out on I've shared it on my Facebook page too, but it's on the KECO Facebook page. Peanut harvest is in full swing. Digging is going on. I'm not sure. We still might be 2, 3, 4 days away from anybody actually thrashing any. The weather has been nice, but it's just a really good, slow, drying weather to get those vines dry where they can go in there and start thrashing peanuts. Wheat sowing's going on. Obviously, tomorrow is the deadline for your to report your crops being, your fall crops being planted for forage. And I believe the end of November is when you have to report if you're planting for grains. Yeah, I believe. Don't quote me on that. Anyway, all kinds of things going on. Let's see what else is going on here. Let's just check out some of those grain reports. For the futures on corn, December is 693. It's down 4.6. March is $7 even. May is $7 even. July is 694. Soybeans also in the red. It is where'd it go? There it went. 1391. January $14 even. March 1408. Soybean meal for October, $418.50 per short ton. December is $413.90. January is $409.40. Soybean oil, October, $70.01. December is $65.77. January, $63.98. Hard red winter wheat, $9.67. For December, March is $9.65. They're down. They're both down around $14.40. Oats down also. December $4.03. March $4.07. Scroll on down here to cotton. See what's happening with cotton. It's taking another nosedive. December is 84 cents a pound, and March is 83 cents a pound. Let's check out the grain prices at the elevator. What they're paying cash for today, if you got any. Hard red winter wheat, $9.11, down 22.40. Corn is $7.91, down 7 even. And Milo is $7.26, it's down 7 even. And soybeans are $13.61, and they are down about 9. So anyway, lots going on here today, and hope everybody will have a good weekend. Tara, that I work with here in the studio, is getting married tomorrow evening at Sayre at the golf course, so that should be fun. We got rain in the forecast, but I'm pretty sure, looking at the forecast, it will hold off for her long enough to say I do. So anyway, well, when I get back, I will have Master Sergeant Earl Plumley on, Medal of Honor, talk with him. He's coming into Oklahoma next week. He'll be here in Elk City next Friday, I believe, sometime in that time frame. He will be attending the football game at Merritt. That's where he graduated from and went to school at. And then I think he's going to be honored at the Oklahoma State University Cowboys football game Saturday in Stillwater. So anyway, lots of things going on, and I'll let him tell you what he's going to be doing next week if you guys want to attend anything. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Have you ever decided to DIY that home project and then painted yourself into an corner? You may have some basic fix-it or build-it know-how, but could use advice on how to get that job done right. And what about tools? Do you really want to buy a self-propelled stump grinder? Well, there's a business in Elk City that'll help you tackle those home projects by offering advice on how to get the job done and provide you with the proper tools for the job. That business is DJ's Rental and Sales at 911 South Main Street in Elk City. Bobby and Trish have been serving the area since 1988, and they take pride in helping folks. Maybe you have a leaky water line that runs under the driveway that you're not sure how to deal with. They're good listeners and don't charge a thing for their advice. They'd be more than happy to visit with you. Don't get stuck in a moment. Go check out DJ's Rental and Sales at 911 South Main in Elk City, where they rent most everything, and they sell mowers too. Check DJ's Rental and Sales out on Facebook and inside the Penny News.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back. 79 degrees currently at the Elk City Mezzanette. Winds are out of the southwest at 18 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to 22 miles an hour. And hopefully I did this right. And Master Sergeant Plumlee, do I have you on the line?
You have done it correctly.
Oh, my gosh, I'm good at this. I'm getting better at this. Anyway, welcome to the show, and you are the recipient of the Medal of Honor. And I did a little studying before the show started here, and you know there's only 30. You made number 35, unless this article's wrong. You made the 35th person from Oklahoma to receive the Medal of Honor that started back in 1961 for the Navy and the Marines, and 1862 for the U.S. Army. And all I can tell you, sir, is I am very proud to be talking with you, and you're a legend in this part of the country.
It's a pleasure to have you on the line.
Well, you got, I bet things have been crazy since you received that Medal of Honor, and it's a great thing that you've done. You've sacrificed yourself with your time and what you do in the military. First of all, let's start out with a little bit of history for everybody, because we're covering a lot of area and not everybody knows Earl Plumlee. But you went to school at Merritt, is that correct?
That's correct.
You guys had a ranch, and I think your dad was into the oil field instruments, wasn't he?
Yeah, we had a cattle ranch, and then to actually make a living, we repaired hydraulic instruments.
and you were, if I remember right, you guys lived out there west of Simon's Catch, is that right? Right out there next
up? Yeah, we lived right at the end of the road.
Yep.
From Simon's Catch there, I forget the highway, but...
33
right there where the people kind of stop.
Or 34. Let me back up. I gotta learn my number. It's the Carter Highway is all I know.
Out there, I found myself driving past that old neck of the woods kind of fairly frequently for some reason, but I'm always driving back and forth to Texas, and I always hook up and drive past the old high school and my old house. It's kind of nice to see it still sitting out there.
Yeah. Well, you had the want to be in the military for a long time. I don't know what age that started, but if you joined the Oklahoma National Guard as a junior in high school, you had the want to.
So I don't remember a time in my life where it wasn't my plan to serve in the military. I probably come out wet looking to get into that work.
Yeah.
And I went down to sign up, and the only people that'll take you when you're still in high school is the National Guard. I wanted to be a Marine, and they said no, so I went and signed up with the National Guard there in Oklahoma.
Well, you were a 13 Mike, same thing I was. I started out a 13 Bravo when I was in the Army National Guard, and then we switched over to the Rockets, but I was probably the first of it, and you were in the middle of it where it got real hot and heavy, but end up being a 13 Mike. And then when you graduated, you joined the Marines. And then how long was you in the Marines before you transferred over to the U.S. Army?
I was a Marine for almost 10 years, and then I got out and immediately went and signed up for the Army under a Special Forces contract.
Right. Can I ask you, what made you, why did you get out of the Marines and go to the Army? Because I know people that's done it, but I'm just curious.
I had a mentor in the Marine Corps, and he saw me kind of struggling, and and he said, if you want to be a part of the most elite, conventional infantry in the world, you're in the right place. If you want to run around doing, sneaky squirrel stuff, you need to go to the heart of it, and you should go join the Army, and everybody would be a lot happier.
So
that's what I did, and I ran off and became a Green Beret.
And you made a good one, might I add to that? Well, it's kind of funny. I have a nephew that was in the Marines for 8 years, and then my grandson currently is in the Marines. He's actually serving as an avionics technician for the president's helicopter fleet up in Washington. So if you ever ever run into a guy and you see it says Clark on his uniform, ask him if he's
I don't get up there all the time, but if I do, I'll look for him.
Yeah, if you do, ask him if he changes the oil in the president's helicopter or actually works on the electronics. So anyway, he's doing really well, and I'm proud that I have a grandson and a nephew that was and currently serving in the Marine Corps. So everything's good. And you're coming back to Oklahoma, what, next week? Are you there? I'm going to go to a quick break and see if I can make contact back with him. 7-1. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm back in it.
Oh, you're back in it?
Yep.
I don't know what happened.
I don't either. I paid my bill. It must be you.
Okay. Hey, you're coming back to Oklahoma next week?
I am. I'm coming back. I'll spend a couple days up in Oklahoma City and Fort Sill, and then catch the Merritt homecoming game.
Right. We hear you might be in the booth trying to call some plays with my boss.
Well, I'll do my best.
Yeah, I bet you do. Well, you know, I ran into one of your old teachers the other day, and she thinks the world of you. And Judith Bollinger was telling me some stories about you, how you was kind of a bookworm when it come to reading books. Is this true?
Yeah, I've always enjoyed reading, and it's something that stuck with me and kind of paid dividends, because as a Marine, I got, you know, stuck on ship, and this is before the internet, so it's a good thing I like reading, because that's all there was to do.
Right. I bet that's the truth. What do you got all on schedule here, besides the ball game? Some other things going on? You're going to get time to go visit with some old friends, or you got some other things already put on the book for you?
They got me pretty busy, but I'm, you know, meeting up with a lot of the leaders up at the state level in Oklahoma City, and then a lot of the local leaders down there in Beckham County, and which is funny. I'm having lunch with the sheriff out there. A little nervous because me and the sheriff of Beckham County don't have the best record. But
which one?
I think all the ones looking for me are retired, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Probably so. I think our present sheriff, he was just elected, 4 to 6 years ago, and you've been pretty busy, so I bet he ain't got nothing on you. Unless
yeah,
you had
looking for somebody, it ain't me.
Yeah, unless you were causing him trouble when he was a highway patrolman. How's that?
It's possible. I sold that truck. He ain't going to figure that one out.
Oh, great. So what are you excited about next week?
I'm excited about watching the football game. I actually enjoy high school games more than I do professional games. And I'm pretty excited about hitting the Elk City Drag. I haven't done that for about 20 years.
Right. Well, it's changed a little bit, but not much.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, well,
and you know, just being home. It's always going to be special, especially for somebody that's been away from it for so long.
Right. When's the last time you've been to Oklahoma?
I came back for my brother's funeral last January, but that wasn't the most auspicious homecoming.
Right.
I don't think I've been back there really to stretch my legs out and walk around for probably 10 or 15 years.
I got you. Well, they... Well, you got a lot of things lined up next week, and I'm going to personally go to the Merritt game next Friday because I want to meet you in person, just so put the face. I know who you are. I remember you guys as kids. You don't remember me, but I remember you guys, and it'll be excited to shake your hand because I've honestly never shook the hands of a Medal of Honor winner, and I want to. So you'll make one of my bucket lists. How's that?
Well, I'll solve that problem for you. Looking forward to it as well.
So what's going to be really important for you coming home? What are you thinking?
I mean, obviously, having been gone for so long, you know, every time I come back, all my friends are time warping through their lives. And it kind of hurts your heart to miss it so much, you know. Because I left in high school, and the first time I came back, everybody was married and had kids and was grown ups, and trying to find those people and see how the community's grown too. Like Elk City is a lot bigger than I remember.
Yes, it is, and it's grown. It's got better. They got sports complexes. They've got just everything history going on. The old oil rig downtown's still there because I'm pretty sure it was there when you was growing up, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. They actually painted it though.
Well, the last time I seen it, it had a fresh coat of paint.
Well, it just got painted again here recently, and so there's been talks, rumors. This could be fake news, but there's been talks they'd really like to have it out here in the park, but I just don't see that happening.
That's a pretty big move.
Yeah, that's a big move. Well, it's interesting that you have history growing up just like about 95% of the people around here. You got farming, ranching, and a wool fill in you, because that's what goes on around western Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And what, growing up out here around Merritt and Elk City, western Oklahoma, what did you take into the military with you that you think helped you? I mean, what did you take anything with you?
Growing up and doing those kind of jobs, especially in western Oklahoma, which is not the nicest place on the planet. I got into the military, and they'd always warn you it's going to get hard. And I think it was a long time before anything actually that difficult presented itself to me. Because if you've ever, built a river gap in the winter, most of the things that the military does ain't that bad.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I think growing up outside working in western Oklahoma made most of the things I encountered in the military a little mundane until I started working in the special operations community. I think people that grow up out there are about as tough as nails. And when somebody says something is difficult, they might not know who they're talking to if you grew up on a ranch out in western Oklahoma.
Oh, I agree with you 100%, because when I went through boot camp, we had kids from New York City, we had from LA, we had people from all over the United States, and if you had a farm boy in your platoon, you were good to go, because and especially if you were a hunter or whatever. I remember going on a bivouac in Fort Leonard Wood and 20 inches of snow, and these guys that had just showed up and never drove a standard vehicle like the old Deuce and Halves and the five tons. Mm-hmm. and the Jeeps and stuff like that, and it was actually comical to watch. So
yeah,
and then you put a firearm in their hand, oh boy. So
where am I sleeping tonight? Well, that bush over there is a good one. And
yeah,
look at you like you're a Martian.
Oh yeah. Or we had the bivouac in the snow, and the bivouac wasn't set up before it snowed, and it was comical to watch all those guys setting up their tents on snow, and I was over there scraping the snow off and building me a deal right where the water, would, when it did run off, it wasn't going to run right underneath my tent, and blah blah blah. It was actually comical. Yeah, so it does, I think it really matters when you got some. It doesn't matter if you're from western Oklahoma or western Kansas, if you got a little farm boy in you, you got some common sense in you.
Yep. And you've been uncomfortable. I think it's a big one. Is a lot of people have never been uncomfortable before, and especially as a young adult, if the first time you've been uncomfortable is at that point, it's kind of traumatic.
Right. Yes, it's very traumatic. I already had some kids on the ground when I went through boot camp, and homesickness sets in pretty good. And it's not that I don't care if you're the toughest guy in the world, you can't tell me you're not missing your family, whether it's your wife or your mom and dad. But you get over with it because you want to make them proud and you want to serve your country.
And tougher on out.
Yeah.
Did I lose you again?
Do what now?
Why does that keep happening?
I'm here. I got you. Are you there? Hello. Let me answer this real quick. Hang on. Are you there again?
Yeah, I'm there again.
Yeah,
I don't know what's happening.
It's called technology. How's that?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to wrap it up here, and like I said, it's a privilege to talk to you, and If you were to tell, if there was a parent to come walking up to you next Friday here in Elk City, Oklahoma, and says, "Hey, I want my," do you think let me back up. If you had an individual kid, 17, 18 years old, comes up to you next Friday or Saturday while you're in Oklahoma, and they say, "Hey, I'm thinking about joining," what would you tell them?
I tell them to pursue it avidly, and I go talk to more than one recruiter, and figure out what they want to do, and to do it. I think I've obviously made a full-time career, but I have never had a more rewarding experience than I have in my time serving in the military.
All right. How many you've served three tours, right? Overseas deployments. Does that reach your probably more?
I think what I always tell people is I don't have a job. I have a profession, and the difference is a job pays the bill, and a profession pays your soul. And if you want to go to bed every night having known that you've made a difference, then I got the job for you.
Right. And I think really every kid, male or female, should have something to do with the military, because I remember I was in 12 years. I remember almost every day of it. Some was fun, some was rough, some was bad, but it can be that way in normal civilian life right here in Elk City, Oklahoma. And but it's a challenge. You get to go places. And my son, my son was in the Kansas National Guard, Air National Guard. My grandson and nephew, obviously, in the Marines. And I think my grandson got into the Marines just because I was fighting him on. I said, you need to go to the Army. If you're not going to go to the Army, you need to go to the U.S. Coast Guard. I was giving grief.
I hear that all the time. And especially as a parent, and you tell somebody, especially a young man, like, "Hey, don't join the Marine Corps. You need to do this." My dad told me the same thing, and I was like, "Oh, he don't think I'm tough enough, so I'll prove him wrong, and I'm going to join the Marine Corps anyway." And I don't know if the Marine Corps set that trap or if it's just naturally occurring, but that is a very common story for young Marines. My family tried to talk me out of it, and I knew I was going to prove them wrong that I was tough enough. That's not why they were trying to talk you out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what is speaking of your father? What did he end up retiring as? A lieutenant colonel? I've had a conversation with some people we didn't know.
Yeah, he got out as a lieutenant colonel.
Okay.
And they updated all the paper records to the computer, and they had realized that he was supposed to retire 3 or 4 years before that, so they had to go find him and kick him off base.
I do remember he was a captain when I was in, and I do remember him, and he's pretty hard nosed. I'm not gonna lie about that, but he was a good person. He was a good person to me anyway. So it was
he's a character.
Yeah, he's a character. I'm glad you said that. I wasn't going to, but he's. I just remember him and our battalion XO down there at Altus. They never seen eye to eye, but I really liked your dad's theory better than that other one. So it was all good.
Yeah.
So well,
he's got a very common sense way. He don't
yes.
think fancy, but he gets the job done.
Yes, and he was. You hear this. And I'm sure you've heard it a lot. Those officers, whether they're second lieutenant, first lieutenant, captain, major, lieutenant, colonel, whatever, those guys that some of them, I was lucky when I was in Desert Storm, I had a XO that was grew up on a farm, and he was also an enlisted before he became an officer. And I think he understood us a lot better than most people. And there's nothing, I'm not saying nothing bad about any officers, don't get me wrong, but you know what I'm talking about. There's a difference.
Yeah, there is a slight disconnect between how we think we should do something and how it's actually going to happen on the ground. And it sure is nice to have somebody that kind of floats in the middle there and understands kind of where the rubber is going to meet the road.
Right. How many years you got left?
Do you know? I don't know.
Okay.
I'm past 20. I can retire whenever I want.
And I had a buddy of mine, told me, that they don't pay us enough if you're not having fun around here. So the first day you don't have fun, do everybody a favor and get out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do that. The first day I ain't excited to drive to work, I guess I'll retire.
Right.
But that day hadn't come yet.
Well, you're doing really good, and you are in special operations right now, and so you're getting in on some of the good stuff, as most people in the military say. Civilians might not say that, but I know you get to see a lot of stuff. And Master Sergeant Earl Plumley, it's been a privilege having you on my Ag Show today. You're an old farm boy, and I knew that. That's why I wanted you on here. And you even talked about fixing a water gap, so that helped my ratings just a little bit. And so, but I look forward to meeting you next Friday and hope to get to speak with you a minute or two, because I know you're going to be busy, and I'm excited for you coming to Western Oklahoma.
All right, looking forward to it. Can't wait.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
That was Master Sergeant Earl Plumley, originally from right here in Elk City, from Beckham County. Went to school at Merritt, graduated there. Medal of Honor, the highest honor given to anybody in the military. They're few and far between. Since 1861, a little over 3,000 people have received these. And we also, there's some locals around here in our area, in our listening area, have received the Service Cross. And that's next thing to Medal of Honor. And as far as I'm concerned, it is a Medal of Honor. And without the publicity, I guess. But anyway, we come back. I got some forecast for northwestern Oklahoma and some more stuff on cattle.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Realtors abide by a code of ethics. This is Article 9 in action. Beth, a first-time homebuyer, knew nothing about the home buying process, except that she wanted to buy a home. But her realtor had the expertise to make sure Beth understood every document, even giving her copies to review with her lawyer so Beth could close on her first home with confidence. Complicated things explained in simple terms. The difference between an agent and a realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a huge trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
You're locked onto your target. You've got it in the crosshairs. Your heart is pumping, but you've got it under control. Your finger feels the trigger, and in one smooth motion, you fire. That feeling you get when the shot is dead center, that's why you'll be at the Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the Elk City Convention Center. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. Admission is $8. All those guns, knives, and ammo at the Elk City Convention Center this weekend. Call 918-635-5432. To be a crack shot, you need the right tools.
For the first time ever, 30% off all Spring Air mattresses at Galleria Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Now you can get that just right feeling on a Spring Air mattress with our biggest discount ever, 30% off. And rest easy, we have credit plans for everybody and every budget, with up to 48 months no interest financing available. 30% off all Spring Air mattresses at Galleria, Oklahoma owned and operated. Your money stays here. Buy local and save at Galleria Furniture and Mattress Outlet with 6 locations.
Galleria Furniture next to Tractor Supply in Elk City.
Myself, I'm fourth generation customer there at First National Bank. You get a lot of loyal customers there at First National because we don't change a lot. This is who we are. You can come in and talk to us if you have a difficult situation, and we're going to do what we can to get you through it. And right now in this economy, that's a big plus to have in a bank. Somebody that will roll with you, because right now you're rolling with the punches. Everybody is. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Howdy doody and a good afternoon to all the great stewards of the southwestern world. Drew Cobb in studio to go over your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 10th. 1,431 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 320 brought 220. 3 at 458 brought 171. 12 at 495 brought 160. 3 at 582 brought 162. 11 at 692 brought 145. 20 at 726 brought 172. 3 at 730 brought 133. 4 head of heifers at 348 brought 163. 5 at 488 brought 154. 3 at 553 brought 150. 8 at 579 brought 167. 4 at 805 brought 150. 5 at 893 brought 143. 3 at 1075 brought 126. Butcher cows were 10 to 80. Butcher bulls brought 70 to 102. Bred cows were 1050 to 1125. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, hang on, live. I'm running a little behind schedule on the show, so I'm going to have to go to another quick break here ASAP here in the next 3 or 4 minutes. Northwestern Oklahoma and Oklahoma Panhandle, parts of Kansas, and the Texas, northeastern Texas Panhandle. Here's your forecast. Long Ranger, 79 degrees currently at the Woodward Airport. Today, high of 85. It's tomorrow, 82. Tomorrow night, 50% chance of thunderstorms after midnight in Woodward and that area. And then we got 69 for a high Sunday, 64 for Monday, 61 Tuesday. And there's your Long Ranger for up there. Reminder, next Tuesday, October 18th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Sayre Farmers Co-op in Sayre, Oklahoma, the Beckham County Feeder Calibration Day. OSU Extension Office will be there to help test for feeding accuracy. Remember, don't go pull one of these out of the pasture that you haven't used in 10 years and go up there and think they're going to fix it for you, because they're not. They got to be in working order, and they'll help you out there, and they'll help you out with answer maybe some questions you got on supplementing your cow herd. And that's from 9 to 11, and then right after lunch, 1 to 3 here in Elk City at the Elk City Farmers Co-op. Same thing. But got any questions for either place, 580-928-2139. How's that? And we got, I wanted to check out some the futures on cattle real quick before I had to go to break. If I can get there. Come on, there we are. Anyway, live cattle for October, 146.85. That's the only one in the green. The rest are in the red. Live cattle December, 147.70. February, 151.12. April, 154.87. Feeder cattle, October, 173.47. November, 174.72. Lean hogs, 93.37. December, 80.97. And February's 82.42. Let's hear from a man up there at Woodward, Mr. Jerry Nine. See how things looked yesterday. I think they about had almost 4,000 head up there yesterday. Let's see what the prices look like.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, October 11th, we sold 1,269 cows, bulls, and kids. Thursday, October 13th, we sold 3,948 kids, feeders for a total of 5,217 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 72 to 82, thin cows bring 47 to 64 and a half. Bulls bring 86 to 107. 2 to 5 year old bred cows, 1050 to 1500. 7 and older bred cows, 750 to 950. 2 to 5 year old pairs, 1450. Hunter steer cattle, 3 to 350 weight steers, 182 to 203. 4 to 450, 178 to half to 186.50. 5 to 550, 155 to 182. 6 to 650, 156 to 177. 7 to 750 steers, 148 to 173. 8850 steers, 170 to 178. We sold a set of black steers weighing 865 to 185. 900 to 1,000 pound steers, 150 to 174. 100 heifers, 3 to 350 weight heifers, 165 to 168. 4 to 450, 146 to 162. 5 to 550, 138 to 173. 6 to 650 off the cow, 134 to 147.50. Yearlings, 160 to 172. 7 to 750 heifers, 130 to 164 and a half. 8850, 157 to 166, 25, 950 to 1,000 pound heifers, 143 to 159.25. Great feeder market on the true grass cattle, selling 865 pound steers topped at 185, selling 974 pound steers at 174, selling 972-pound heifers brought 159.25. For this Tuesday, October 18th, we're expecting 70 bred cows and pairs 4 days. So we got another set of 70 bred cows for by sell time. Remember, we work 100% for the seller, never lying to the buyer. On the cow market, they do not buddy up, makes a better market. I always got 10 feeder buyers there on Thursday, and our commission is $5.05 cheaper than some sale barns around. Give us a call. Thanks again, Jerry Nine and the Woodford Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Driving happy with Fabrice Car.
You're driving home when, oh no, you hit the longest red light in town. What's this? You're smiling because your car smells amazing. You just installed a Febreze car vent clip. Ha ha! 5 weeks ago, with up to 40 days of consistent Febreze scent, those lights can stay red for as long as they'd like.
Free, happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 7th. 2,772 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 298 brought 164. 15 at 437 brought 160. 10 at 482 brought 170. 7 at 583 brought 164. 9 at 611 brought 160. 50. 12 at 725 brought 154.50. 23 at 777 brought 148.50. 10 head of heifers at 322 brought 150. 7 at 457 brought 157. 15 at 490 brought 148. 4 at 538 brought 146. 7 at 575 brought 145. 15 at 602 brought 146.50. 18 at 695 brought 126. Butcher cows were 2 to 88. Butcher bulls brought 25 to 99. Bred cows were 700 to 1325. Pairs brought 1200 to 1650. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sales every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I hope my wife wasn't watching Facebook during that break. I was in a dire need of something in my stomach, so I went and got some gluten-free, sugar-free daylight donuts out of the break room. lie. Anyway, oh, what a day. I was just sitting here thinking about Master Sergeant Plumley talking about the sheriff that he was in trouble with, I guess, when he left here, talking about that. Good thing for him. It was probably ex-Sheriff Jay Poff, and he's on a cruise right now, so If you're listening, Earl, you're good to go. He's out cruising the ocean. This morning I noticed on his Facebook page he had a live volcano in his background, and he said, there ain't nothing like Oklahoma and like that in Oklahoma. And I was like, bull crap, down there west of Wheeler, we got Haystack Mountain. Every now and then you'll see some smoke come out of the top of it. Anyway, but U.S. winter wheat producers continue with planting as rain this week into the weekend boosts crop prospects. And, oh, yeah, POF. Did I say POF? I did say that. My bad. Anyway, rains likely will favor parts of Oklahoma and Texas this weekend. Precipitation is northern parts of the winter wheat belt will improve soil moisture on germination. Hey, look here. I got grandsons and my son. Just come into the studio. Come sit down. Be quiet. Anyway, they just arrived from Kansas. That's exciting. Anyway, looks like we'll have some nice rains this weekend here in Texas Panhandle and western Oklahoma. And, Bandy, you really think that's funny, don't you? I thought you would laugh at me on the precision farming since you came in and did a deal about precision farming. Yesterday was my first go around with it, so hey, never too old to learn. Russia, meanwhile, again has threatened to end an agreement that allows ag products to flow from Ukraine ports. Politics are involved with that big time over there. I'll tell you what, that's a bad deal over there. Well, corn futures for December delivery were down 3.75 cents to $6.94, the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for December delivery lost 8 pennies to 8.84 and a quarter, while Kansas City futures dropped 5.75 cents to 9.76 and a half. What was? Oh, it's Jay. Man, I'm getting bad. I'm getting old, Bandy. Get off my case today. Anyway, what are you doing out on the tractor anyway? I figure you'd be rounding up cattle. Anyway, extremely dry weather will persist through much of the Midwest as red flag warnings have been issued from Utah south into Arkansas and east into Ohio. In central and southern Kansas, winds will be sustained at 10 to 20 miles an hour with winds gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Was the wind blowing with you guys when you come out of Kansas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was. Anyway. Much of Missouri, winds will gust up to 35 and humidity will drop as low as 15%, according to the National Weather Service. Winds in Indiana likely will hit 40 miles an hour today, with relevant humidity will fall to 22%. In parts of northern Illinois, a freeze warning in effect until 8 a.m. local time this morning. Temperatures dropped to around 32 degrees overnight. Well, anyway, you guys, get ready in case the Oklahoma mesonet is right. We got some frost coming towards the end of next week, so prepare accordingly, and hopefully it doesn't show up. We don't need it right now. Like I said, we need at least 2, maybe 3 more weeks of no freezing weather, so we'll see what all goes on with that. Let's see, I got a couple minutes left here. Now let's guess what time of the year it is. We always do this in the spring. Everybody needs to get their bulls tested and all that 9 yards going on. Well, guess what? Make sure your bulls are ready for fall breeding. Fall season is coming up here, what, in about a month or so? Turn the bulls in December, I guess. Get ready for that, or be November. Speaking of bulls, this morning when I was driving north out of Sayre, I ran into a couple of black bulls in a pasture in the road. Or they got in the road after I got there. They were getting it on. They were fighting. There was about 20 bulls in this pasture, but the two older ones were the one fighting, and they was serious. That one bull knocked that one plumb through that six-wire fence into the highway right away. And I mean, this is a 2,200-pound bull. Knocked him plumb into the bar ditch. That bull got up, commenced to whooping the other one back, and there wasn't a scratch on him. How do they do that? How do they break a six-wire barbed wire fence and not get a scratch on him? I ain't figured that out yet, but he got up and commenced to fighting right back. I called the rightful owners, and they headed that way, and I stayed there to keep them off the highway until they got there. And Bullfights are sometimes not pretty, and you don't want to be in their way because they don't care who or what is around them. So you can yell at them, you can hit them with a stick all you want, they don't care. They're apt to kick each other's tail in the worst way. Anyway, we got also one more thing before the music starts playing. The Elk City Rotary Club is having the raffle for 2022. Going to be drawing at the Christmas in the Park Saturday, December 10th at 8 o'clock. Taylor Ranch out of Roger Mills County has provided some beef for this deal. $25 tickets, one half beef, and a freezer will be the first place, quarter beef second place, quarter beef third place, and $500 for chamber bucks for the fourth place. So anyway, contact any Elk City Rotary person to purchase one of those raffles. You guys have a great weekend. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.